Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He is always up to something good, wonderful things. He has a process of life, and He can cause you to do greater works, greater things throughout your life. But with God, everything is by faith. We have to do our part and believe Him. We're the ones that activate heaven. And if you ever wonder why the enemy is so desperately working against people who love God, and how people who He has place in, if He has place in people's lives, whoever's life He has place in, He always activates them to work against the people of God. And they don't realize, they don't understand the warfare they're in. He's against them too. He's against all men. But primarily those who love God, because we can expose the truth and help people miss out on the misery of hell. See, every time people get saved and they follow Christ, His kingdom gets smaller. Everybody's already judged. If they don't do anything, they'll go on to hell. They'll remain in Satan's kingdom. He'll be their king. If men don't do, whenever men won't do anything about their sin, which Jesus did something about our sin, if we don't believe the Lord and get out of the kingdom of Satan, which is the world system, then we remain in that kingdom, and then, you know, he's the leader of it. So every time a person gets saved, his kingdom gets smaller. And he wants his kingdom to be big as possible. But there's nothing he can do about what's going to happen next with him. But he still tries anyway. Because what he attempted to do, he said it from his heart. It's in his heart. He's still trying to win, even though he lost. But these are the facts. Now, when you study the Word of God, there are men that always have a problem with God. Now, James pointed it out, and also John pointed it out, that friendship with the world is enmity against God. And the reason people keep going along with the world system and they fight against the redemption of Jesus Christ that He provided to us, is because Satan has place in their life through their own desire for the world. They do love the world system. They love Satan's system. Now Satan, it's not acceptable to say that you like Satan, because he's seen as the bad guy. But there are people in the world, they don't believe in Satan and they don't want to believe in God. And they know that Satan is a bad reference in their mind. But what they vote on, what they choose, and what they trust is the same system that Satan started. And it takes those that love God. Daniel in chapter 11. Now last time I tried to make a reference to this verse. And I said it was in chapters 9 or 10, but it's actually in chapter 11 where Daniel stated that those that do know their God will be strong and do exploits. I don't always pinpoint the scriptures, but I know it's in there. And I knew it was in Daniel, but it's in Daniel chapter 11. When you study the chapter 11 in Daniel, you're going to see the king of the north and the king of the south, and they're having a battle back and forth. One kingdom is north of Jerusalem and the other kingdom is south of Jerusalem. And this fight started in the days of Alexander the Great. His generals took territories. Ptolemy took Egypt and Seleucid took Syria. And for years they fought back and forth. But the false prophet is going to come out of the king of the north. I mean, not the false prophet, but the beast, the political leader, the Antichrist. Now, these guys were Antichrist. They were not according to the wisdom of God. They hated it, and they fought back and forth. All of the king of the north and the king of the south were both idolatrous kings. But when you see, when it talks about they that do know their God will be strong and do exploit, that's the tribulation period. Now, that reference also applies to anybody that follow God. Anybody that know God, they'll be able to do the impossible. They'll be able to work under pressure. They'll be able to, just like the last broadcast we talked about, how they will be able to do the wisdom of God in real time, in their day, even though they're fired upon, even though everything's working against them, even though people that of like faith are dying. And see, in the rapture, in the days of the rapture, like we were saying in the last broadcast, the network is gone. And the people that survive in the tribulation and become Christians in the tribulation period, I compare them to like people, business owners, like entrepreneurs, people who have a sole proprietorship. They don't have a network of people helping them every day like you do on a job. They have to make sure everything is done. And then the rest of the world is against you. And you're trying to do something for God and you don't know who to trust. You don't know who your friends are. There will be people that mimic believers in Christ to find you out and tell on you and turn you in. There's going to be a lot of problems. You won't even be able to trust your own kin folks. But whoever take the mark, at least you'll be able to see it, because it'll be on their forehead or their right hand. Most people are right-handed. And everybody, you know, they wear their face open. They don't cover their, they're not going to be able to cover their mark. They'd have to have a low-swung hat to cover it up. But eventually you'll see it if you're around a person long enough. And Satan wants people to know that mark is there. He wants it to be obvious. So at least you'll know who the main enemies are, but you won't be able to tell who the stealthy enemies are. And then there are different phases of the tribulation period. There's a time period before the mark is activated. So you still have enmity out there, even among people that don't take the mark. If Satan has any place in their life, they're going to be a problem. And then you have people that are believers, but they lack vision. And when they know that you're trying to do something that's difficult, they won't believe it. Just like they won't now. See, Christians don't always agree with the wisdom of God. And I know this firsthand. The Lord can give you great revelation. And there's a lot. There are many Christians that just won't receive that revelation. And it's biblical. A lot of people have turned aside, and there are so many people that struggle to believe in healing. And when you give your testimony how you won and how you got healed, they get upset because they don't know how to do it. They won't study it. They won't seek the Lord about it. And they struggle with the things that God has actually done for us. And God did wonderful things for us. There's many things that He did in our behalf. And because people don't know how to access it, they struggle to believe it. And they live aside from the best blessings that God has provided. Even spiritual gifts, there are many people, if they would just yield to the Lord and learn His ways, the Lord would distribute spiritual gifts in their lives. But it's not wise if people won't yield to the Lord. That's our biggest strength. If we can yield to the Lord, we can live. We can do better. We can go forward. And the Lord loves us. He cares about us in every way of life. He's going to help us. He's going to be a blessing to us. And He's going to take us forward as we go forward in life. It's important. Very important. But those who love this world, they're going to have problems. And they won't be able to do the greater works of God. It's time now for people to know and understand the life that God has given us. And He has so much to say, so much wisdom to share. But we just have to receive it. Now the Lord has so much to say. There are so many abilities that He's given us. Remember, Jesus provided for us everything a man could need. If you study the redemption chapter, Isaiah 53, and if you read it slowly, you'll see that He thought of everything. You know, the chastisement of our peace is upon Him. If you have mental problems, anguish, depression, the chastisement of your peace is upon Him. If your body is if your body's hurting, if you have any kind of sickness, disease, by His stripes we're healed. And with that, if you have brain problems, they put a crown of thorns on His head. He paid for all of our diseases, all of our illnesses, all of our sicknesses, all of our problems. It's our time to, we have to believe in the redemptive works that Jesus already did and claim it for our own. See, when you know your God, when you know Him, when you seek Him to know Him, people can't tell you anything. People can't lie against the truth. If you're in the light, people in the darkness, there's nothing they can do about it. Those who live in darkness, they can't come and extinguish and stop the light. The light exposes darkness for what it is, and it's hard for people to find fault. They're in the dark. You're in the light. How can they find fault? When Jesus healed Lazarus and raised him from the dead, the Pharisees, the religious leaders, they wanted to kill Jesus, and they also wanted to kill Lazarus because they couldn't undo what was done. This is important to know. See, with God, everything is easy. The Lord thinks of everything. Our biggest challenge is just trusting Him and taking Him at His word. And with His wisdom, we can do all things through Christ. It's easy. When the Lord shares things with you, it's easy to receive. If you believe it, that's the key ingredient. In St. John chapter 14, Jesus said, "He that believes will do greater works." You know, in Daniel 11:32, that scripture I love to quote, it's saying the same things. It said, And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Two things are happening. They will be strong and they will do exploits because they believe they are strong. They know their God. They take Him at His word. You can't get to know the Lord any other way than if you take Him at His word. If you do what He say, do. Because that's what He said. That's something you can trust. If God said it, you can trust it. If He said it, He'll back it up. And you can trust it. Everything that He say, you can bank on it. You can believe it. And Now, this is Jesus speaking in St. John chapter 14. St. John 14 through 17 are the scriptures that show the church how to operate the kingdom of God. Now, the question was asked, verse 8. This is St. John chapter 14, verse 8. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. It will satisfy us. These old English words, suffice means satisfy. So I'm going to read it again. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it will satisfy us. Verse 9. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. See, Jesus operates the same way we're supposed to operate. We're supposed to do like he did. He had a relationship. The Lord was teaching him, and he was obeying. The Lord was guiding him. He didn't argue. He obeyed. He always obeyed, and he always had success. And he always laid hands on the sick, and they always recovered. Except for in his own hometown, he only healed a few sick folks. The Lord was limited because they didn't believe. God don't do the greater works around people that don't believe. And then, you know, it was told to me that he went back and taught the people. Then he did greater works. But he was guided by the Lord in all things. Verse 11, he said, Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. The works that Jesus is doing is light. You can receive light. You can believe light. You can operate in the light. And that's what angers the world so much. They can't comprehend it. They can't overcome the light that you live. They don't like it because they love darkness. And your light is exposed in their darkness, and you destroyed their hiding place. Now, recently in the Sunday school, I talked about that, how, see, the eyes of Adam and Eve was both open after Adam ate off the fruit. Once you tell somebody that Jesus died for them, and he rose again to justify, his blood washed away their sin, and he gave them a new spirit, if they believe on. When you tell them what Jesus did, the works of Jesus, you destroyed their hiding place. They can't be deceived anymore about Jesus because they have an inward witness. What you spoke to them is light, and their eyes are open. They can judge that that's a true fact. Now, because they don't want the darkness, they hide from it. But it was still, the truth is still exposed, and their blood is on their own head because they would not listen. It's just like when God told Ezekiel, the watchman, if he sees the enemy activity and don't blow his trumpet and warn the people, the town is on, their blood is on his hand because he didn't give them warning. But if he do his job, risk his life, blow the horn to warn everybody that the enemy is out there, then their blood won't be on his hands. It'll be on their own hands. It'll be on their own head, not on his, because he did his job. That's what I'm doing. I'm warning people about what's happening. And I'm guided by the Holy Spirit. So people's blood won't be on my hand. I'm a watchman. And I do my job. People don't like it all the time, but I do it anyway. And I get a lot of pushback, but not all the time. I don't want no man's blood on my hands. And I hope I don't have any man's blood on my hands. But anyway, Jesus said in verse 12 again, Verily, verily, I say unto you that he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Now watch this. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And the key is believing. Read it again. Verse 11. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. Easy. So the key is believing God in your case, in your situation, and don't let the enemy stop you. And decide not to doubt. Doubt is a choice. Don't doubt. Just believe. And you'll see the handiwork of God, and that's the way we get to know God. You can't get to know God by doubting him. You can only get to know the Lord by believing him. And I'm here to tell you, if you believe him, you'll be fine. But if you doubt him, you're going to have problems, unnecessarily so. But if you believe him, you're going to grow and you'll get to know him. If you know him, it's just like Daniel said. See, the wickedly are going to do wicked. No matter what you do, the wicked will do wicked, and they're not going to understand. And, in verse 32, again, he said, and such as do wickedly against the covenant is Jesus. And such as do wickedly against the covenant, shall he corrupt by flatterers, talking about the Antichrist. Because the gospel is still going to be being preached in the tribulation period. Now watch this. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And remember, they don't have the network of other Christians filled with the Holy Spirit now. That the church is going to be raptured out. They're like the person that's, they had a good luxury job, but then the company moved to another state, another country somewhere, and all they have is their wisdom, and they start a business. It's just like the man that has to work and do everything. He has to do the accounting. He has to do the actual work. He has to prepare whatever they sell. He has to sell it. It's just like a man on a very small business. He has no network. He has nobody to help him. But he'll do exploits anyway. And beyond all that, he's under attack. His competitors are trying to outbid him. This is the position that tribulation Christians will be in. It's all on them. And people think it's all on them now, but actually they have help. The pastor that's in a church and he's doing most of the work, he still got people praying for him. He still got people doing something. Now let's say now the church got raptured. He's left. He still wants to minister God's word. Now he's got to do everything. That's the situation that tribulation Christians will be in. They didn't get saved during our time. Or they were living a life that God couldn't sanction. And they got left. Now, if they wouldn't follow God in the light, they probably not going to follow him in the darkness. But there are people that, I believe the people who get saved in the tribulation are the ones that's going to survive. I don't really see Christians that know about Jesus now and reject his ways being saved through the tribulation. They probably going to go ahead. They denied him on this side of the tribulation. They probably going to deny him on the other side. They put their will first on this side. And that's going to be a much harder time to live in. So they probably going to, either they going to wake up or they going to be worse. But there will be people who get saved during the tribulation. And whether they knew about Jesus ahead of time or not, I don't know. I don't know all the facts, And I was taught that anybody that knew about Jesus on this side, they're not going to be saved on the other. I was taught that, but that may not be true. And if it is, I have to learn how to defend that fact. I was taught that, but I can't put stock in what people teach. I have to put stock in the Word of God. But if people won't make up their mind now, they're probably not going to make up their mind then. But it's possible they will. People do all kind of things. If a person can't thrive in a job, they probably won't thrive in their own business. In fact, the Word of God said, if you won't be faithful with what belongs to another man, how will you be given your own thing? Well, if you love God, that'll make the difference. And if you believe God, he can give you wisdom. And if you learn to know God, see, knowing God comes from taking him at his word and not the situation at its word, not living by sight. It's by living by faith. That's the only way you'll get to know God. So the people who know their God, they will be strong. They won't be weak. They won't turn over. They won't give in to the wickedness of the world. And they'll do exploits even though they're under attack. And Jesus said, he that believe, the same thing. He's tagging what Daniel said. He that believe will do greater works than me because I go to my Father. See, Jesus gave us vision so we can do what we can pick up where he left off. We can go out and heal the sick, lay hands on people. My pastor do it every weekend and people get healed. And some people stay healed. Some people get sick and they come back and get healed again. Sometimes people don't learn. But that's not the pastor's fault. It's not Jesus' fault either if you don't learn. There are people, but most people get healed and then they get sick again because they don't change their lifestyle. They don't study to show themselves. They can do this. They don't take time to study the healing scriptures. They don't take time and ask the Lord their questions. So they don't get to know the Lord. So they're like the person that dropped out of kindergarten. You know, in kindergarten, you learn the color. And you learn some things about the alphabets, but you don't take time and practice those things. You're not going to the first grade. Christianity is the same way. Some people, they study a little bit. So they measure God's word a little bit. They make two steps and they stay there. And then they regress back. They get healed, they get sick. They get healed, they get sick. Why not just get healed, get strong, learn to be healed? And then learn the word of God so you can lay hands on others and they'll get healed. You'll learn to use your faith muscles. But most people won't take it that far. If their life is all right, if they can eat what they want and go where they'll do what they want to do, they'll serve God in ways that they want to serve God. But if you walked out of danger and you don't learn how to kill that problem, forever, it can come back. And when I dealt with temptation and other things, I said, Lord, that bothered me. I don't ever want to get that low again. And I want your wisdom. And I kept after God till I learned some things. And that's how I got to know him. I learned to follow God. And I learned many things because I endeavored. I asked, I knocked, and I sought him. He said, knock, seek, and ask, and then you'll learn. Learn the thing you want. The Holy Spirit know how to teach you perfectly. But those that do know their God, those that do know their God, those that believe, they get to know God, and they will be strong, and they will do exploits. They expose the darkness for what it is, and they live and thrive against all odds. The enemy has more soldiers against them, but they always win. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life with the remaining time he has left until he raptures us out of here. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Be blessed.